episode 2173, Which Way Will You Go?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy every day. Can you believe it? It is 4 days away from Christmas. We are almost on the eve of the eve of the eve of Christmas Eve. And that means magic is going to happen. Well, today it's Mindset Monday. Which way will you go? For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, Christmas just delights my heart. It truly does. And I want you to know how much I am praying for you and your family, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, and wherever you're going. I want you to make sure that you follow your star. You know, as preparation begins for the Christmas season, as it's only 4 days away, it's a great reminder that what you choose today affects your tomorrow. Which way will you go? Life can have you running in all different directions. New goals, old memories, a past that influenced your tomorrow, which is now your today. However, it's important to understand that today is still where your focus must lie. Presence is key to unlocking the path you follow. Yet it's easy to get lost in what people expect from you. Pleasing your own desires and those of others can complicate the direction you choose. To know the direction, you must look for the signs. There's much to learn about where to look. So look. That is your kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Look. Zig Ziglar said this, look back in forgiveness, look forward in hope, down in compassion, and up with gratitude. Four things that we all can follow. Look. So what does it look like in real life? Well, number one, look back in forgiveness. The past can be full of good and bad stuff. Don't judge harshly, not of others and not of yourself. Approach your past with a gentle heart. That's what forgiveness is all about. It's not about who was right and who was wrong. We all do stupid things. We're all human beings. We all make mistakes. And in order to move on, you have to understand that forgiveness is the first step. It's being able to say, okay, now also understand that when you forgive, it's not about what the other person did or did not do. It's not about that person at all. It's about letting go of your stuff, not about their stuff, because you can't control them. So look back in forgiveness. Approach it with a gentle heart. It's amazing what will happen. I know I've had to go through it myself, and sometimes it's just hard. But as you walk through it, one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. I promise forgiveness will be within your heart, but you have to be willing to look back in forgiveness. Number two, look forward in hope. As much as you like to have it all together, which come on, we like it, focus on today and have hope for what's to come. Nothing is impossible, even when you feel like the whole world is against you. Nothing is impossible. So you've got to keep that hope alive. Look forward. Why do you think we talk about falling forward, fail fast? Because you have much to offer this world. And you need to be willing to say, I am here, I'm showing up, and I'm looking forward, knowing that God's got me. I don't understand everything, but I know because of Him, I have hope. Look back in forgiveness, look forward in hope. Number three, look down in compassion. No one person is perfect, and everybody needs a second chance or a gift of kindness. When life begs you to speed up because that's the only way to feel in control, compassion will keep you grounded. We've got to be compassionate for each other. Kindness goes a long way. I was out shopping with my husband, grabbing a few things, and we were in the car. He was driving, actually, which is very unusual for us, by the way. But remember my car situation? Yeah, there is more to that story. It has a better ending than what it did yesterday, so that's a good sign. However, because my car still was not in full working order, he was driving, I was riding side saddle. And so he was watching all these other people, and you can tell just how drivers are impatient. So please, this season, by the way, don't be an impatient driver. Be patient with each other. Everybody is stressed about something, whether the laundry didn't get done, whether dinner still isn't made, whether the kids were driving them crazy already because it's the first day of the holiday season, and they're like, we've got company coming and the house isn't ready. Okay, breathe. We're all under stress. But as my husband was waiting, he made a comment about the car in front of us, and he said, what is that dude doing? Why doesn't he just sit back and let these other people go? The other lane isn't moving. And I said, I know, hon. I said, some people are just impatient. And I didn't say anything else, but I could just really feel his wheels turning. And so he waited back, and finally the jerk that was being the jerk in front of us finally went on, got ahead. My husband sat there and let about 10 cars go through. Guess what? There were no horns honking. Everybody was fine. The traffic moved. And guess what? We could not go anywhere fast. If we were to turn, we were going to block traffic. So why not let other people go? Compassion helps ground us. It reminds us that, you know what? Yeah, we don't always have it all together. No one's perfect. But we all can help each other. We can all serve one another. So look back in forgiveness, look forward in hope, look down in compassion, and finally, number four, look up with gratitude. You may not always like where you are. However, when life gets crazy, gratitude will smooth over the rough edges. We all have rough edges, and we probably don't like to talk about them much. You may have a lot of rough edges that you're going to be, you know, creating with spending time with family. I know some people are already dreading the holidays. They're like, we've already spent enough time together. 2020 has been nothing but spending time together. And I'm thinking, and that's really what life is about. Doing life together, not alone. So it's important for us to remember and to realize that, you know what? We may not always like where we are. We may not like our circumstances. We may not like that we have a broken down car and it had to be left in the parking lot and there are still things that have to be followed up on. We may not like these little things that keep popping up in our life, these inconveniences, but you know what? We can still look up with gratitude because God's got you. This is the reason for the season. As I was writing this, I couldn't help but think about Mary. And it's interesting because I know I reflect on her a lot. Maybe it's because I'm a woman. Who knows? But I had to think that when she was approached by the angel and she was told that she would give birth to God's son and he would be the Messiah, that she was probably pretty freaked out. I mean, she was a virgin. And this was something that, yeah, you don't get pregnant all of a sudden without having intercourse. And she was not married. And so there's a problem here. And during this time, it was more than not acceptable. It was looked down upon if you were pregnant out of wedlock. Yet, she agreed. She said yes. Little did she know how what she didn't know she was looking for would actually bless nations to come. And I can only imagine when Jesus was born, how the sky lit up and how this one star stood out amongst the shepherds, alerting them that something special had happened. Now think about your life. When God knew that you would be born, there was a star that lit up. It doesn't matter who your mom or dad are. It doesn't matter who your family is. I just want you to think about you for a moment. God loves you for who you are. You do not have to prove anything today, nor tomorrow. But what you do have to understand is you have to be willing to show up in your life, and you have to be willing to look. Look beyond what you can see. And when you do that, it's looking back in forgiveness. I know Mary had to do that. Looking forward in hope. Looking down in compassion. And looking up with gratitude. Life is precious. Life is a gift. And as Mary has given us the opportunity to experience the greatest gift of all, the reason for the season, the birth of Jesus, which gives us a real reason to celebrate. We don't have to have all these trinkets. Yeah, it might be fun. But guess what? When life is done here, you're not taking them with you. They serve a purpose right now. But I want you to think longer than right now. Which way will you go? Where will your star direct you? Are you following maybe the wrong star? Maybe you've been floundering and you don't know. I really want you to pause over these next few days. I got to tell you, there is something magical about Christmas. And I'm not one who looks at Christmas as just one day out of the year. For me personally, Christmas is the beginning. I know people look forward to the new year, but I'm like, oh, no. This is my new year. Life changed because of God's gift to us. He wants to guide you in your business. He wants to guide you in your marriage. He wants to guide you in your family. But you have to be willing to follow the star. And are you following that right star? Which way will you go? What is your direction? Are you trying to figure it all out yourself? Are you taking notes all the time and trying to conjure up some idea of how you can get a job promotion or how you can move here to better it there? What about pausing and really understanding where you are right now? Presence. You see, God gave us that. Mary gave us that. Because what would have happened? You know, we're talking about which way will you go, the direction. What would have happened if Mary just flat out said, oh, no, I'm not taking part in this. This is not happening. I can't do it. I'm too young. I'm not strong enough. I love my fiance. But he's going to question me. And we're going to have to, well, think about it. We're really getting started off on the wrong foot here. I don't know that I can do this. But you see, God knew Mary's strength before she even knew it herself. And God knows your strength. He already knows which way you will go. But do you? I want you to think about that during this holiday season. As you gather around the table, as you lay down and you relax before you close your eyes, I want you to ponder in your heart. Where is it that God wants you to go? Which direction is He pointing you towards? And are you following the right star? This is truly a gift. Celebrate it. And most importantly, be present. Be present in this season. Because regardless of your circumstances and situation, I promise you God's got you. So go out with joy in your heart. Merry Christmas. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.